So last night I posted my joint killing Bobby Joe Long. And when I wake up this morning, I see this comment that someone commented. It got caught in the filters, so they kept commenting, so they didn't see their... They didn't see their comment, so they realized it was getting caught in the filter, so they kept retyping it in various forms until it came through. And I had 20 comments caught in my troll filter or sort of swear word filter, because there's a filter YouTube use that catches swear words and things like that. And then I have to approve it or not approve it. So that's why some people say that I censor them, but, you know, or I censor free speech, but it's not me, it's YouTube. I mean, I would censor it anyways, because I don't want any abusive things. So I see this 20 times, it says, "Deb Bug, you're a racist fucking bitch," in various combinations. And then this guy, he hashtagged, "Deb Bug's a racist bitch." You know it's serious when you hashtag it. And I think to myself, dude, it's Saturday night. I mean, and I know there's a pandemic on and everything, but do you have nothing better to do than sit there for a half an hour writing out, trying to figure out different ways to get something through a filter? Because he obviously knows there's a filter. So he's like, you know, I'm gonna get this through. And then it finally went through. I forget what the combination was, but, you know. And then I go over to this guy's channel, and it's just like a playlist of like some 80s sort of rap songs, and then like a whole bunch of Michael Jackson videos. And there he posted one video, and it was of him on a mobile phone. It wasn't like him, but he did a screen video of him playing some golf game. And I assume the guy's black or whatever, but I'm thinking, Bobby Joe Long, what did I do that was racist in that? I don't know. I said I did that one part where I said black dummies' lives matter or something. But I mean, that was like fucking, you know, 17 minutes into the video or something. People, they lead me. This world leads me to despair. So yeah, when you see shit like that, you just sort of laugh, don't you? Because you think, wow, well, you know, I mean, I guess sometimes I think my life isn't going too well, but then you think, holy fuck, if this is what this dude does on a Saturday night. I was reading this thing, because I mean, I always tell everybody, I'm always fascinated about trolls and people's mindsets and things like that. And it's the one thing that they say is that a lot of these people, they got mental problems. You know, they're very down on themselves, they hate life, and it's basically that just going around and making other people try to feel as shitty as they do, and the psychology of it. And, you know, and of course I learned a lot of the psychology of the trolls and the people who lead this negative shit, because I see it all the time, and I deal with it. And one of my favorite ones is when you know, if someone will say something really nasty, and like they'll say, you know, this is the shittiest thing I've ever seen. The 1990s style editing. Trying to be all edgy. And you think, what, really? Okay. 1990s? Okay. I didn't know there, you know, I don't follow editing enough to know that there was a particular stuff. But then they speak about it like they're from Princeton and they study it or something, and they're leaving the review of it. And then I wouldn't respond to something like that. But I'm just trying to think of ones that I have responded to in the past. I can't really remember, but I'll respond. And then they'll come back and they'll like go, oh, lol, I obviously struck a nerve. And it's just like, you just think, oh, number one, I've fallen into your trap. You know what I mean? Like, I've fallen into your trap of responding. But then it's like, lol, I obviously struck a nerve. Well, you know, and that's when you realize that they're just unbalanced. They're just baiting you. They're just fucking idiots. I mean, you're saying it. And that's what you want to do. And it's almost, you know, like how unbalanced are you that you're admitting that you just go around to strike a nerve? You want to upset someone. And I just think that's fucking weird. I don't get it myself because, I mean, I told you, I'm the guy at the grade 3 Christmas party who ate the Jell-O that the immigrant kid brought in with the corn and the green beans in it. I ate it because I didn't want them to feel left out or hurt their feelings. I just think there's enough nastiness in the world. You know what I mean? Just if you don't like it, move on. But yeah, so that was funny. The guy about the hashtagging that I'm a racist bitch. You're down with the kids, buddy. You hashtagged it, but I was, like I said, reading this whole thing about how these people are unbalanced and everything, and the whole mental process that goes into because there was someone on Reddit and they were saying they'd start a whole strand of saying that how Deadbug just has tons of sock accounts. I don't know what that means. I guess fake accounts, and that I go around and I like and I pimp out my own stuff and say how great I am. And when I see stuff like that, first of all, I'm really angry. Then I think, geez, you're just judging the world by yourself. You know, I mean, how many accounts would I need? And all you need to do is, you know. And I remember I responded to the guy. And again, you respond to these people and is the big mistake. Never respond to these people. But I got so mad, you know, and I explained who I am and what I do. And then he said, you know, and he said, oh, you're just a YouTuber. Get over yourself. And it's just, you don't know what to respond to this. It's almost because you've been drawn into the little circular world, a pathetic world. Because I mean, you're feeding off my teat. Without me, you know, you don't even have. You're not even typing right now without me. You know, you're sucking off my teat, and you're saying the derogatory things about me. And it comes down to jealousy. But then you hate yourself when you respond to these people. You know. And this all comes down to BitChute, because BitChute has now, I talked about it in the post earlier, BitChute now doesn't let you delete people's comments. And I just find BitChute is like at another level of hate. Just another level. I would never post my video on my film on George Floyd there or anything like that. And I posted Death by Shut-In, and one of the stories was Anne Frank. And then so much hate towards Jewish people, like just so much fucking. You're a fucking Jew. How is Tel Aviv, their bug? Like, and just fucking. And so if you can't. So, I mean, I actually took the film down because I just don't want that sort of hate, that negativity. And I say it often, and I'm not sure people believe me or not, but when people say, you know, if someone leaves a comment saying this is shit or whatever, my feelings aren't hurt because it's just like, you know, it's like being a hairdresser or something and someone goes around and says you give shit haircuts. It's like, well, this is what I do, and if you don't like the haircut, then you go to someone else. And you know, I mean, it's like I don't take in that sort of way. When you do anything for a living or professionally, you distance yourself from it. You know, I know there's some people that post on YouTube and their sort of attitude is, well, how do you like my video? How do you like this and stuff? I'm not posting. I say this many times. I'm not posting to ask people how they like it. I'm posting it for your enjoyment. If you don't enjoy it, you go somewhere else. You know what I mean? Simple as that. I mean, you know, you don't go over to Netflix and you don't watch Stranger Things and then they leave the email address to the director and him saying, how do you like it? You know, the proof is in the pudding. There's the ratings, there's whatever. There's just people watch it, they don't watch it, you know. And, you know, I've told many people the only reason I started posting videos in the first place, because I was working in Asia, I was in a hotel room in Japan, and I had a month where I had to write a TV show. I'd already written it. I had lots of downtime. And the problem is, when you're in countries like that, especially if you're a white man, walking, or a single white man walking around the streets at night, or going out to bars or whatever, you're going to get into trouble. So I tend to just stay in my hotel room. You know what I mean? In trouble, I mean, you'll meet some girl, you'll be fucking them, or you'll you just run into trouble. There are lots of different troubles you can run into when you're walking around a city for a month, you know, when you're by yourself. And so I tend to stay in my hotel room. I watch TV, you know, and a lot of these places, there's one channel. Japan, I think, you get the news. There's a movie channel. There's maybe two or three movie channels that are in English, and you get the 24 BBC news. So there's not a lot to do. And the movie channels tend to run on cycles. So I just started editing, doing some stuff. I had my laptop there, and I had a couple ideas. I thought, well, you know, my friend had been murdered. Her name was Darlene Prariello, and I was Googling up on it. And, you know, I sort of had this dream about her. And then I looked around. There was nothing. There was no films. There were no articles. There was no nothing. And all there was a website by Darlene's sister or her family trying to keep her killer in jail. And there was a petition. It's no longer there anymore. They took it down. But then I was looking at all the names, and I recognized a lot of names from school and stuff, and I thought I should do a film on it, just to honor her. So I, you know, because I got this downtime, so I just went and I found some stuff. I did this film on my laptop, I posted it, and people were like, this is the fucking best thing I've ever seen. And I'm not stroking my own ego here, because I mean, I was surprised too. You know, this is the best thing I've ever seen. And I'm not talking about technically. I'm talking about maybe just attitude. Because I guess because I make TV shows, I can make whatever I post look like a TV show. It's essentially a TV show. And then I post it. But then I think it was the attitude behind it. The swearing, the sarcasm, that you're not going to see in a TV show. So it's kind of like a bootleg television show. Because, not so much recently, but when I was working for MTV, there was a quick turnaround on the TV shows that I did. So a lot of times we'd be shooting, and then I would have an editor in another hotel room, and I would have my laptop, and we would work on the show together, and we would just edit together on the TV show, finish it, you know, on our day off or something, and then we would send it over to MTV, and they would put it together, and then they would broadcast it, because there's a quick turnaround. So essentially what I was doing was making a TV show, but instead of broadcasting it on television, I put it up on YouTube. And so the long and the short of it is I do it is because people enjoy it, not for people to say, I like this, or this needs more work, or... I always love that. Let me give you a bit of advice here. You should do this, you should do that. And it's like, okay. I don't really fucking care. And I remember saying that once. Listen, dude, I do this for a living. I don't really give a fuck what you think. And he goes, oh, you're good, but you're not that good. You need to tone down the attitude. But that's the attitude that I take. Love it or leave it or whatever. Now, don't get me wrong, I like when people say they like things. I mean, of course I do. I mean, who doesn't? You know, it's like when someone says, you look really good or whatever. You know, I say, oh, thank you. But it's not the be-all and end-all for me. You know what I mean? It's like, I love it when people say that's great. You know, like if someone in the office says, hey, I really like that episode you did last week. Well, that makes me feel good. Of course it does. You know, but on the other hand, you get in this rhythm of doing things, and like I said, that whole keep up the good work, that bug doesn't work for me. So anyways, BitChute. Long and the short of it is BitChute. I'm digressing, aren't I? Holy fuck, it's early Sunday morning, and, you know, I'm only on my first coffee. But BitChute, so they won't let you fucking block the comments. So anybody can just fucking hate. And like I said, it's just weird, isn't it? Because like someone said, shitty editing needs work. And it's just like, it's just such a fucking ridiculous comment. You know what I mean? It's like, you just laugh. You just, yeah, okay, buddy. But it's the thing that, what makes you mad? And I know these people set out to make you mad. I mean, whether this is a competing channel or whatever, because they clearly know it's not shit editing. Because, I mean, I'm a shit hot editor, one of the best. And I can say that, because I've been told that. Drink a coffee. You know, years of experience. If you're going to set out to do something, I mean, it's like a hairdresser, isn't it? Or a fucking fixing fridges. You know, you get good at what you do, or you drop out, don't you? And if you're going to do it, you try to do it good or you get fired. But when you just see comments like that and you just think, you are a nasty fucking individual just trying to wind people up. And, you know, of course you go delete it. Of course you block that person because you just don't want that shit there. But now you can't. So you have to leave the comment there to fester. So other people, I think Tabby Cat said, well, I just ignore it, you know. But yeah, of course, but it's still there, isn't it? It's like someone shitting in the middle of your fucking kitchen and you're all fucking eating your dinner and you ignore it. You know, there's a big piece of shit in the kitchen, but it's still fucking there, festering, isn't it? It's still fucking there. You're still aware of it. And this is what this person wants. So I put all my films on. I've removed the right to comment. And I contacted BitChute and whatever. And they said they're going to fix it in the distant future. A couple of months or something. But I mean, I already thought BitChute, as a new platform, I'm trying to support it. And I'm trying to move in that way. But I mean, to be honest with you, if my YouTube channel went down, I mean, I would just stay on Patreon. I wouldn't start again uploading any, make it as a serious, because I mean, it's just, I just don't think you can bring that many people over on it. I mean, you know, that's my opinion, you know. So that really pissed me off when I see shit like this, because then these people fucking win. I mean, because YouTube already give fucking trolls the fucking run of the site, don't you? I mean, a troll can leave a shitty fucking comment and then I'll respond to it, and then I come back five minutes later and the comment isn't there. So I either have the choice of deleting the troll's comment or keeping it there unchallenged, you know? And that's what these people do. They just want that fucking attention, don't they? They're just sad fucking individuals. But, so yeah. Debbog is a racist, hashtag racist bitch. At least you hashtag me. So it's Sunday. Welcome all new patrons. And welcome to another episode of Getting to Know the Dead. And thank you. And there were one person joined this week. One fucking patron. One. You know, it's funny because I was talking to a friend of mine, and I don't tell anybody I have a YouTube channel, but I was just talking to this guy in just casual. We talk about it sometimes because he knows. And I said, I got one patron this week, and that was like Friday or something. I said, well, you know, once I stop getting patrons, there's no need for me to post on YouTube anymore, really. I mean, there isn't. Simple as that. Patreon's where it's at. Patreon is where it's at for me. And so when I see stuff like that, it just makes me think, you know, because I put in a lot of work. I mean, last night's joint was a lot of fucking work. It might not seem like it. You guys probably wouldn't know the difference between something I put a lot of time on and something I don't put a lot of time in. I mean, I actually put a lot of time on all of them, but some of them are a little tougher. I find ones like Bobby Joe Long tougher. Because the crimes are all very similar. And if you lay it all out, it's girl A got fucked up the ass and raped. Girl B got fucked up in the ass, beaten, strangled, and raped. Girl C got fucked up the ass, beaten, strangled, and raped. They're all the same. And that's not very interesting. When you talk about it, it's not very interesting. When you're laying down the visuals for that, it's not very interesting. And I have to maintain it interesting. You know what I mean? And you got someone like Criminally Fisted who's just reading a Reddit article and he's putting no personality into it and he's just reading. Okay, and I say this to everybody. When you read whatever you say as a voiceover artist, because I'm not interviewing anybody. If I'm making a TV show, I would be interviewing people. So I would be breaking up my voice with an interview. But on YouTube, I don't own anybody's interviews. I can't post someone's interview or I'll get a copyright strike. So it's just my voice. And I know a lot of people say that, but I like your voice. It's, you know, whatever. I don't want a 20-minute video of me talking with no interruption, and though that's probably why podcasts for me are a lot of work when I'm doing a crime podcast, because it's just me talking. And you know, those sort of crimes for me, they're hard. So yesterday's one was hard. So when you come out of it with one fucking patron, you work all fucking week, and for the whole week, you got one fucking patron. You think, well, fuck. I mean, I'm wasting my fucking time. You know what I mean? It's like, just for me, it's a waste. I think it's not working in the present form. So, I mean, the highest amount of patrons I got joined is when my Columbine documentary got taken down. Tons of people. I had to stay up all night. You know, I think I got 200 patrons in a night. And the funny thing is, though, is that after they watched Columbine, they all canceled. So I had 200 patrons in a night, and like 150 canceled the next day. It's just like fucking insane. You went all through all that trouble to sign up, and then you fucking cancel? What the fuck? Get the fuck out of here. You know, it's just like stuff like that. So yeah, so when you get one patron, and trust me, I'm grateful you're here. That one person who joined, the name escapes me now, but thank you very much. But when you got one, you think, well, I worked, because yesterday was a 17-hour day. I got up at 3 o'clock in the morning, and I finished at 9 o'clock, and I posted. And that's without a lie. And that's after a busy week. So when you get one patron, and then the rest are keep up the good work, that bug, you think, I'm doing something wrong. I'm doing something wrong. And I know Jim Can't Swim, they just have a dollar tier, and he's got like 30, 40, what does he got? I think he's got about 30, no, what's he got? How many? Like, I think he's got like 20 or 5 thousand patrons, I think. Someone help me out here if you know. But yeah, I mean, so he makes a fortune. He makes a fucking killing with limited work. But I mean, I just, that's his business model. And I think I've started my business model. I have to keep to my business model, you know, because my business model feeds me. And I think with Jim Can't Swim, there's maybe like 8 or 9 people. And they're probably like all a bunch of guys who live in a place together or something. They don't have family. They don't have to pay child support. So I have to keep to my business model anyways. But yeah, so one patron makes me think, okay, I got to rethink things. I got to rethink things on this. Nikki Nix reminded me that I'm about to get 26,000 subs. And I was like, oh, okay. I mean, that's kind of okay. I mean, you know, for me, it sounds like a lot. But then when you think about my films get an average of 7,000 or 8,000 views. I mean, you know, I got 26,000 subs, but they're certainly not watching. Because if they did, I'd have 26,000 views instantly, which I don't. So yeah, I've almost got 26,000. But again, it's like the other things I've told you about whether people approve or people saying a bit of advice or you know, it's like the subs really don't mean fuck all to me. You know what I mean? Because there's someone like Night Docs or whatever. He started his channel. His channel had only been up for 3 months. My channel's been up for 3 years now, I think, almost 3 years. Coming up on three years now, maybe more. Someone correct me. But someone like Night Docs starts a channel in 3 months. He had 30,000 subscribers. Plus, he had sponsors aplenty coming out of his ass and everything else. So, yeah, 26,000, you know, who gives a fuck? You know what I mean? That don't change my fucking life. I could wake up tomorrow and have 100,000 subs. That's not changing my fucking life if I'm only getting one fucking patron. That's not changing my life, because I'm never going to get fucking ad revenue. I'm never going to get those sponsors. I'm never going to get those things. So it don't fucking mean anything to me. I hate to be crude, the crudities of life on that one. So it's like, yeah, I don't even notice it, because it big deal. You know, I got one fucking patron. So speaking of which, I'm working now on part two of my Murder, Inc., the Death in a Funeral Home podcast, for anybody. I know a couple of people have been asking, so I don't know. I might put that up on YouTube as well to try to bring more people over. But I'm getting kind of exasperated trying to bring people over. You know what I mean? It's like, fuck. It almost seems like I've peaked, I think. Like, I got the loyal group over that are over, and it's peaked, you know? Unless I make another film that's going to get removed or something, you know? again, and then that will bring tons of people over. But I don't want to go through that because it's not something you intentionally do. I don't want to put myself through that stress of waiting for YouTube to remove something, you know. But yeah, so I'm working on that Murder Inc. And also, we're talking on comments too. I mentioned a couple of times, you know, like people sending me messages and stuff. People send me messages and they say, well, Debug, how do you do this? How do you do that? I can't find this. You know, I got like, I think there's like about over 600 patrons now. And sometimes I wake up and I got like 50 messages. That's a lot of fucking messages, you know. And you know, and Patreon is not the easiest to scroll down to on the private message thing. I don't know if you guys have private message boxes, but, you know, it's really weird. You can't store messages. They just disappear. So if like 20 people leave a message, then you kind of lose the 20th, the person, the first one out of those 20, because it's almost impossible to find that message. So yeah, just like really fucking some of the questions, no disrespect, they're like, yeah, Debug, I can't find this, or this button doesn't work. Debug, when I press like, it doesn't show. What can you help me with this? Are you fucking joking me? I'll get right on it. I'm just messing with you. I'm just having some fun, but I'm just trying to, you know, don't be offended if I don't answer things and stuff like that, because sometimes I need to. I'm going to start trying to take a bit of time off from the answering the messages, because I think it gets to me, you know. And sometimes there's different things, because sometimes you're talking to subscribers and stuff and they're having personal problems and you get talking to them about it, and I take it on board. I get upset for you guys, you know, and I don't think that's healthy in some ways. If there's fucking 600 of you, you know what I mean? Like someone tells me something sad or something, I get upset. I think, oh God, I feel terrible for this. And sometimes I have nightmares about it and stuff. And I worry about people. And it's like having 600 fucking friends and you worry about it. I think it can be dangerous. So, you know. Sometimes I'm going to just take, which I don't mind, but I'm going to take a couple of days off from answering the messages or looking at the messages. I think I have to, just for mental well-being, you know. I think sometimes you have to mentally, you know, you got to take care of yourself and distance yourself from things. I wish I could distance myself from the fucking comments, but I unfortunately, when I log on, I have to clear out I call it the hate folder. I have to clear it out or it will just get, because I have to approve messages that aren't hate. Like a lot of times you guys leave messages and for some reason it gets caught in the filter, so I have to approve it. But whilst approving that, I run into the hate and you're a racist piece of shit and this is garbage or your cringe voice or your, you know, and that becomes unhealthy. But we'll see how it goes. So yeah, one new patron this week. Woo! Keep up the good work, Debug. Anyways, I'm going to limit this podcast. It's just been one subject of me fucking moaning, but it's been one of those shitty fucking days. So I want to welcome my one patron this week, and you guys have a good Sunday, and I'll talk to you probably midweek when I'm going to post the Murder Inc. Conclusion of the death at a funeral home. So don't fucking ask me. Don't fucking message me and ask me, because there'll be like 600 messages saying, when are you going to do part 2? Anyways, I'm out of here. You guys have a good day. Adios.